You're listening to Test. I'm your host, Nicole Gonzalez, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is Houdini's Guide to Gun. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Historical accounts of the shooting describe it as one of the most famous achievements in the history of gun shooting. The weapon is fired through a pane of glass through which a bullet hole penetrates to demonstrate that the weapon actually fired the bullet and the catcher hit it. Normally, the performer who catches the balls to create a high-quality image of himself rises and collapses, apparently as a result of performing this feat. When magician Penn Teller demonstrated the trick of catching a bullet fired by others simultaneously with another bullet, a line was drawn to indicate who was going to cross to the other side. The magician presented the bullet stills through his teeth before removing them from his mouth. To add excitement, drama and trick, the laser visor is equipped with a high-quality image of the shooter's face on the back of the head. Historical accounts of puffing describe how balls are caught in handkerchiefs, bottles and even in the tip of a sword. The actor who had caught the ball usually collapsed, apparently as a result of performing the stunt, but then rose to produce a new ball, usually in the form of an arrow or piece of paper. In some cases, rifles were fired to prove that the bullets were actually fired from the weapon and not hidden by a catcher. In 1817, The Times ran a story about a fatal accident caused when a pistol that was actually loaded with powder bullets was accidentally replaced by a conventional pistol. In the 1840s, the Scottish magician John Henry Anderson began showing weapons tricks in theatres across the UK. Anderson, nicknamed the Great Wizard of the North, performed at the Royal Albert Hall in London and toured the country, bringing puppets into the mainstream of magical illusions. The shot trap is probably one of the most dangerous and daring illusions wizards have ever tried, even if they were done in controlled situations. Escape artist and daredevil Harry Houdini considered adding the illusion to his repertoire, but said he was afraid to actually perform it. He wrote historical reports and quotes about necessity, and he considered them so important that he added them as part of his arsenal of tricks. The American mentalist Theodore Annemann presented his version of the ball-catching illusion at the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association in New York City. The American magician, magician and magician Harry Houdini and his wife began to carry out the ball catching. The Scottish magician John Henry Anderson began showing the weapon animation in British theatres in the 1840s. At least four of Anderson's rivals imitated or adapted the trick, and Anderson toured with them, bringing the ball tampering into the mainstream of magic illusions. Wizards pretend to tell people how to fake tricks and how they are made to distract them from the real thing. When journalist Joe Posnanski decided to write about Houdini's escape, he created the ping to escape when he mentioned him somewhere. Plenty of evidence has come to light proving that the handcuffs were put on anyone who escaped, but no one has escaped the handcuffs since the escape was invented by Houdini and his publicist. He took 5 years to design it, questioning his own knowledge of fleeing artists and their tricks. Umani's publicists were also the publicists of the then-troubled Mirror newspaper. I still think about it today, but it's pretty rare, Posnanski said in a recent telephone interview. It's like a dog escaping from a kennel, and that was 3 years ago, so it's gone down in history as one of the most famous animal escapes of all time. Arnold Buck, known as the Wizard of the West, was wounded at the Queen's Theatre in Tottenham Street, London. The magician Chris Angel hinted that his off-air performance was so dangerous that A&E ruled him out of the show. During his performance, Angel's musician friend Jonathan Davis appeared to fire a high-powered rifle into a custom-made titanium cup held to his mouth. Consult the history of the original page to see a list of its authors, or consult here. Harry Houdini wrote a historical account of this illusion and considered adding it to his repertoire, but he said he was afraid to actually perform the illusion. The Australian magician Maurice Rookland survived when he was hit in the shoulder by a bullet while catching a ball in 1934. When he was later hit on the scalp by another bullet, he decided to completely erase the stunt from his repertoire. The American mentalist Theodore Annamon presented his own version of this trick at the 1937 annual meeting of the American Psychological Association in New York City. Thank you all for joining us again on Test. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.